In a world filled with sniveling snowflakes, where timeouts and safe places are abundant, where there's 37 genders to scroll through in a job application. Not that they have jobs. We're proud to be your salvation and your beacon to unabashed, in-your-face talk. This is Stars, Bars, and Cigars. The no-holds-barred conservative talk show hosted by battle-tested vets. Lock and load and get ready for an explosive journey through breaking news, the rich tapestry of constitutional history, and the pulse-pounding realities of Army and Navy life. Oh, and yeah, cigars. Stars, Bars, and Cigars. And now your hosts, Jimmy the Bull and Tig Tigger.
Hey, Patriots and Snowflakes. How's it going, Tig?
Ah, bottom of the evening to you.
Yeah, bottom back to you, eh? That's kind of my Irish fucking quacky Canadian deal.
Yeah. I'm wearing my Viking hat today with the braids for St. Yeah. Patty's Day.
You look a little Viking-ish.
I'm not in drag, folks.
no drag. We don't do that here. Hey, tonight we got a little sweet program lined up for everybody. We're going to talk a little bit about St. Patty's and a little brief history of Irish. But for right now, Tig, what are you smoking?
Alec Bradley, Max.
Nice cigar.
Very good cigar. Very highly rated. What can I say? This is a big fat one. It's about a 54 ring. And
oh, that's bigger than 54. This is a 54, dude.
Well, 54, 56, like, somewhere in there. It's not no 60, I'll tell you that much.
No? Okay.
Nah. Maybe 56, but it's not. It's a good cigar. It's a good smoke. They've been around for years. They always get a high rating. And if you're going to go Alec Bradley, your first impression, you might want to go with the Max, because it's a good cigar, folks.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got a Rocky Patel A10. This is their 10th anniversary edition. It's got a really cool wrapper on it. It's got it's kind of like a swizzle stick wrapper. It's a Coro Show with a Maduro wrap. Pretty tasty cigar here. It's about what it is. It comes in at 6x52 ring gauge. It's a limited edition, in fact. It's got a 90 rating for the smoke.
That must have cost you a little bit.
I think it was like $9. If I'm not mistaken.
That's not bad.
No, I had a good discount, so I worked with it. So,
oh, you got a discount, huh?
I did.
Really?
I stroked him a little bit. Yeah. I went to Tobacco Outlet and, you know, she's like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in forever. Blah, 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 blah. She goes, where have you been buying your cigars at? I'm like, oh, over at that other place. She's no, don't go there. Come here.
So you got a Fannie Willis deal out of it.
No, nothing like that. She's a nice enough lady, but we'll just keep it at that. So anyways, you just smile there with your new Yeah.
That bitch is in the news.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit about what you got for St. Patty, the Irish, and a brief history. I'm kind of curious. We really didn't talk about it, so.
Oh, well, we don't really need to talk much about St. Pat's and St. Patrick and the whole thing about them chasing snakes away and all that stuff. You know, Ireland's been through a lot in its history. Where do I begin? Well, first of all, the reason why I'm wearing the Viking hat with the horns.
Yeah. Needless
to say, most Vikings didn't have horns. I don't know where they got that from, but see, Vikings did a lot of pillaging, invaded a lot of territories, right, including England, did a lot of fighting with England, but they also invaded Ireland, and they actually occupied most of Ireland for well over 240 some years, longer than our United States has been a nation. And over those years, naturally, there was a lot of crossbreeding done. And well, Ireland also had Spaniard settlers too, that did this about the same thing. So anyway, when you talk about purebred Irish folks, okay, now in the United States, most Irish people have a mix of everything, you know, because they're over here. But even the purebred Irish, you have to ask yourself, what's purebred Irish? Because Irish, even if it, even in its purest form, were crossbreeded with Spaniards and Vikings. And Vikings were Norsemen. They come over from like Norway and Holland. So you get that cross area. That's why a lot of the Irish that have red hair or blonde hair or fair hair, blue eyes and stuff like that, they get that from the Norsemen, the Vikings that came over from like Holland and Norway and all that. And then if you get the dark complected Irish, that's from the Spaniard settlers. So a lot of occupants, they have a history of fighting with the Scottish against England. England was a big bully back in those times, back in the medieval times, big empire. And well, you know, the history of America with England. So that being said, another thing I want to add is when people always say, well, you know, okay, because when we try to say, well, you know, you talk about the black people being slaves and stuff over here and all that stuff and treated like crap back in the day, back in like the Civil War times, Irish were treated just as badly. And Irish people were slaves also. Now, the myth, the thing that a lot of people want to tell you, a lot of people think they know something about the Irish, want to tell you is, no, they were just indentured servants. Well, you tell that to the Irish that got sent over by ship to the West Indies. They were slaves. They were made to be slaves. And many of the Irish came over to the United States during the potato famine. They ended up being dirt farmers and everything. And then some of them, to get citizenship, to be blended in, like the black people, were offered to join a brigade, the Irish Brigade, which fought in the Civil War as well. My family, my side, my dad's side, the Irish side of the family, they came over during the Civil War, but weren't long enough to be able to actually fight in the Civil War. So they ended up farming, basically. That's kind of how my family ended up. And then down the road, all my family members, all the men ended up going into the military because I don't know, there's something about Irish people and having that fight in them. So yeah, there's a nice long history of Ireland that people don't talk about much, with being crossbred and occupied by Vikings, having right, that in their roots, to having slavery in their roots. And then to the modern day, over the recent years, and now it's well ended. But then, you know, the Catholics and the Protestants of Ireland fought. They had like literally a civil war. Northern Ireland was basically the Protestant and regular Ireland was the Catholic. And thus, when you see the Irish flag divided by the white strip, the green strip represents the Catholics and the orange represents the Protestants. And a lot of the Catholic Irish were really being treated bad. There was a lot of over in Northern Ireland, a lot of atrocities committed against them. And they're being treated bad by Parliament, too. I guess the Catholic Irish got along with British Parliament, and they were all, I don't know why, or not the Catholic. I mean, the Protestant Irish got along with British Parliament because they were all Protestant. So they kind of bullied, per se, you know, the Catholics. And that's why the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, was created basically to fight back. with the Irish, it started out a really, or with the Catholic Irish, it started out a really good thing, but then they ended up being basically doing a lot of bad things. A lot of innocent people got killed in the way of the IRA, and they became a terrorist group or called a terrorist group. There were some badasses in the Irish Republican Army. And the thing about it is, though, some of the things they did really was, you know, legitimately, you could say they had a reason and it was justified. You know, I'd be neutral in that. And really, there's a lot that goes into it, a lot of politics. So if you weren't, they always tell you, if you don't actually live over there, if you weren't living over there, you really don't understand. You really don't fully understand that battle between the two. But I do know Parliament's a big problem, always has been. I've never liked British Parliament. I think they're just as bad as our government, our Congress. So basically, you know, I don't defend a Catholic hierarchy either. But, you know, I guess when you commit atrocities against a certain type of people like the Catholics, you know, you're going to warrant payback.
Did you?
That's what the Irish Republican Army did. Is
right,
they ended up doing a lot of bad stuff too. But anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah. Did you end up seeing that video I sent you about? There's actually three popes. Did you get a chance to see that? That was pretty interesting. I thought, you know, you got your white pope, which is the one
black
we know,
pope.
The black pope, and then the gray pope. That was pretty interesting, I thought.
Yeah, the Catholic has a real bad history of being very abusive, and
yeah, and you know,
the hierarchy is corrupt.
Yeah, that hierarchy, you know, the gray pope is actually the, you know, the head of the Illuminati, which I thought was extremely interesting.
Yeah. They're very corrupt, and the Irish Catholics, needless to say, you know, there was that history of, remember the Irish singer Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah.
She was on Saturday Night Live and she tore up a picture of the Pope and said, this is the real enemy. And she wasn't all that. It was very controversial.
Right.
But she wasn't wrong.
No,
because
the
hierarchy, the papacy is actually the enemy, so to speak. They run the show. They're very political. They've committed a lot of atrocities, a lot of cover-ups. So, and, you know, at the time there was a war going on between the Protestants and the Catholics when she said that, and the IRA was at their peak of violence, and the Catholic Church didn't stand up and say, hey, you just got to stop. You guys got to try to find a peace here. And because the Catholic Church was silent on it, the papacy was kind of silent on it, blood continued, you know?
Right. Yeah, I remember that. I in a way, I was kind of infuriated by, you know, Sinead doing that. But, you know, I guess now I understand it a whole lot better, you know, with what the information that I come across. And
well, you know, America's never understood what's going on over there. It was highly political. And in order to understand fully, you would have to actually be there or have come over from there, actually, or have to have a sit down with actually someone that comes from Ireland to understand that. But you know what? It's kind of funny because, needless to say, that old Irish saying stands to this day that the reason why we fight each other so much is because we have no other worthy opponents. Right. So,
yeah, true. Speaking of fighting, you see all those fuckers coming in from Haiti, trying to storm fucking Florida. I guess they had one of those boats was full of people and guns, man.
And firearms, yeah. Yeah, in fact,
I know I kind of digressed a little bit, but it's, you know.
No, that's all right. I want to touch on that because it's actually news I had.
We'll revisit that in a little bit. We'll just keep on going with the, you know, it popped in my mind, so I threw it out there.
That's gonna, we got some problems in this country.
some stereotypical problems, people.
Well, the Haitians are violent too. They have a violent history.
Oh fuck yeah! You know the guy that's taking over Haiti is they call him Barbecue, and I guess he gets that fucking name because he fucking burns people alive. And that's who their fucking president's gonna be. Tell me that ain't fucked up.
I don't know. They don't. We can't have them. We can't have them coming over here. No, we just can't. I mean,
Ron DeSantis should do the right thing and fucking turn them around or fucking make them fish bait, man.
Well, that goes with the part of the trending news. I'll just say it. Ron DeSantis just signed three separate bills in order to fight illegals coming over here, coming over to Florida.
Good. So, that fucking needs to happen.
So he's going to be probably standing his ground like Abbott. He'll probably take it one step further than Abbott.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. So I, you know, what a mess that is. Yeah, what a mess. The whole...
And he's a piece of fucking shit. Just
yeah.
Every
day, he's a traitor.
Shit, man.
All the man. Democrats that side with this bullshit, they're treasonous. I mean, this is like a really bad scenario. In fact, the reason why they open up the borders, the reason why they're flooding us with that at the same time that they're destroying our economy has to do with that old strategy that we were going to talk about called Cloward Piven.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And we'll tie Barack Obama to that because he's a piece of shit that's doing this. So, but all right. Well, you gonna talk a little bit about CIA J6, man? That was kind of fucked up. Yeah.
I think I said that in one of our first episodes, that I believe that besides the FBI being involved in the J6, I believed that the CIA was there. Yeah. And it's been on the news and they've been talking and saying, well, that's strange because normally the CIA is only deals with the globe internationally. They have a presence over there and stuff like that. And they're, you know, to protect our national security and find out information there. They never usually involve themselves within our inside our country, our internal stuff. And that's a bunch of bullshit.
Right.
CIA has been involved with our internal. They've been involved with everything. In fact, they have control of everything. Basically, they have control of our politicians. I mean, JFK found out what happens when you try to quarrel with the CIA, because that's one of the reasons why they killed him with help, with cooperation. And so I know that this whole insurrection thing with Pelosi and the Democrats was all in cahoots. They were all in cahoots together, them and the FBI and the CIA. It just shows how corrupt our deep state goes and how corrupt it's become. And it's sad because some of these, like I said, some of these agents, some of these people that are employed by the CIA, they're good people. They're patriots. They love their country. They do a good job for us protecting our national interests. But then you've got the other part of the CIA, and what you got is the hierarchy of the CIA, the top echelon of the CIA. They're the dirty players.
Right.
They're the ones causing the problem. And this whole thing was staged and set up from the get-go, this J6. And now it's coming out. You know, people didn't trust the CIA and the feds before. Now they're really not going to trust them.
Right.
So I, you know,
yeah, there's a lot of talk about disbanding the CIA and the FBI when fucking Trump takes over. It's either going to be that or he's going to totally gut it. And
you're playing a dangerous game when you do that. So I'm all for it. But boy, I'll tell you what, I wonder how that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, JFK wanted to do the same thing.
Right.
And I'll tell you,
well, now it's more in the public eye, so I don't think they're going to be able to get away with it, you know, because if something does happen to them, you know, to Trump, you know, they're going to be pointing fingers this time. They ain't going to get away with it. You know, the CIA will not get away with this bullshit.
And I'm pretty sure the CIA are the ones that planted those so-called bombs.
Oh yeah.
In that area.
That's just a fucking given, you know, because, you know, really honestly, I mean, how many fucking Trump rallies have been, you know, I mean, they're very peaceful, you know.
Yeah.
There's nobody there bringing bombs and shit. I mean, come on. This is all a fucking big setup through the fucking Democrat Party because they're a fucking loser piece of shit.
And the true MAGA that was there that day, they didn't have weapons. They weren't committing violent acts. The ones that were committing violent acts were the posers, the paid Antifa protesters that literally put on MAGA stuff. Yeah. Right.
And so, then they broke windows, broke doors just to
those were the imposters.
Yeah.
And then the innocent people got arrested.
Yeah. So, and that's exactly what happened. None of the fucking, you know, pieces of shit, fucking Antifa fucks got arrested. It was all the fucking, you know, the good people that were, that had every right to be there. And, you know, I guess I shouldn't say that, you know, it still was a breaking and entering situation.
Well, but then again, where do we draw the line? Those people, they're the taxpayer dollars. That's their house. Okay. Taxpayers pay for that house. Right. Why aren't people allowed to go into the Capitol? Especially when the security guards open the doors and allow them to walk on in caught on film.
Yeah. Come on, I'll show you around, you know. And they were actually pretty polite for the most part, except that fucking piece of shit that shot fucking Ashley Babbitt. That cocksucker needs to fire for that deal.
Well, you always got one bad seed out of the works, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the way it always goes. It's always somebody that causes a problem for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. I reckon.
This stuff's going to come out. The truth's going to come out pretty soon. They aren't going to be able to avoid this.
No. They're going to have to face the fucking fire eventually. And, you know, these stupid fucking Democrats that just, they have no fucking clue. They're just clueless, mindless, fucking stupid people.
And by the way, come April, there's an anniversary coming up in April in which I'm going to describe my theory behind it with no proof or nothing, just my personal theory out of my head.
Let's keep that for another program, but
it'll have more to do with the CIA is what I'm saying.
Right. Let's keep that for another program.
Yeah, but okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heads up.
All right. Let's slide into Cloward Piven. It's such an interesting topic, you know, cause I mean, it has so many facets to it, you know, and
very much facets to it. And
And, you know, and it's all because of these two fuckheads, you know, everything that we're experiencing in the United States right now is because of these two fuckhead professors. Or were they professors or were they students?
I think they were both. I think they became professors.
Right. They're a couple Marxist fucks is what they are. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing too. They say that whole plan, that whole strategy goes back as far as 1944. And what it was an attempt to push Marxist policies, which is happening today.
Right.
And a strategy, which is happening today, it's to create a permanent oligarchy of Marxist policies in the country. And what they did was they infiltrate by bringing in Marxists and stuff like that. And then they teach it what they're doing today at the colleges to program the minds.
Right.
But also policies being pushed like bringing in mass immigration, which is really mass illegals. Yeah. And doing everything to tank the economy.
Yeah.
Okay. What it is when you overwhelm the system like that, that creates that Cloward Piven effect, because when you overwhelm the system and collapse it, that introduces Marxism and communism that can come in and take over. Obama started this bullshit up again.
Right.
Obama. He started it.
For you fucking liberals that don't understand shit, he is the actual person who's in charge. Just so you know. Joe Biden, he's a fucking puppet. He's fucking dancing to fucking Barry's fucking string pulls. So
he's doing what he's told.
Yeah, keep that in mind, everybody. He's just a fucking little puppet and fucking Barry's fucking puppet show.
Because today you are seeing Cloward Piven being
played
activated.
Out.
It's being played out right now. Now, who would make that be played out? Well, the one presidential candidate that became a two-term president that was an illegal president who happened to be a Marxist when he said he was going to fundamentally change the United States. Okay, that Marxist known as Barry Sotoros, Barack Obama, and his first lady, right. Michael Robinson, a.k.a. Michelle.
That dude's like 6'3", from what I understand.
He's got a torso as big as Mike Tyson.
Damn.
I had a picture of it. I think Facebook removed it, though. I had a picture of them side by side, a picture of Mike Tyson's backside torso next to Michael Obama's. Yeah. Yeah. You tell me that's a freaking guy.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's a freaking guy. It's not a woman. All right. But digressing on to those idiots. Yeah, yeah. they brought Marxism in, and you know, you got the Cloward Piven effect going on right now. That's their plan. And what happens is the reason why they want to bring Marxism in and communism into this country, collapse the country, then they're going to destroy the Constitution, take away our sovereignty because they don't want the Constitution there. Usher in Marxism, communism, so that then we're the last free country with a constitutional republic. We're the only one that stands in the way of the globalist agenda of a one world government. Once we become a communist country, Marxist country, then it's easy for them to take the next step, and that's bring in the globalist one world order, one world government.
Right.
That's the plan, and that's what they're doing right now.
And if you fucking liberals that don't understand shit, you know, pull your heads out of your asses, take a look around, smell that fresh air, because all you fucking inhale is all your shit. So pull your heads out of your asses and fucking just look around, because I'll tell you what, you're not seeing nothing.
You know what? General George Patton was correct towards the end of World War II when he said that we should have went into Russia. Now, back up for a second, because Roosevelt and his wife Eleanor were commie sympathizers, big time socialists, and they were befriending Russia, Soviet Union. They're the reason why they let Soviet Union have half of Germany, which became East Germany, which became communists. Okay. The spread of communism continued. That's what started the Cold War. All this crap wouldn't happen. There wouldn't be a threat of communism. Our biggest threat. It's the biggest threat to not only democracy in the world, but it's the biggest threat to a constitutional republic, which is ours. General George Patton was absolutely correct when he said after that war, we should have went straight into Russia or straight into the then Soviet Union and took them bastards out too. And we shouldn't have stopped there. We should have wiped out communism in the world entirely with our military. That way there would never have been a threat of communism like you see it again today when we were supposedly won the Cold War. And now look at where we're at now. Now there's the biggest threat to communism that we have ever seen right here in this country. George Patton was right. If I was President Roosevelt, I would have been like, yeah, let's do it. Fuck it. Let's do it. Let's go up in there and get them mother. Let's remove communism from the Soviet Union. And then let's go up into China and get rid of them as well. Piss on them commies too.
Face the million man army.
Communism is the biggest threat to freedom in the world. You want to live on your knees for the rest of your life, people? You don't want to have a say in anything. You don't want free speech. You don't want the freedom to protect your family. you don't want anything. You want the government to run your lives and make you slaves, globalist slaves. Yeah. You keep defending communism.
We really are right now. You keep defending
Karl Marx, you know.
We're the only country that fucking works to support other fucking countries. No other country supports us.
You know,
we don't get no money from any other country. So why do we pay for all these other countries? I say, you know, we go back to the way it was before 1913. And, you know, so the people actually control the purse.
Well, and the thing is, too, is
we need to get
out of the Federal Reserve too, man. It's controlling our monetary, our money system and everything. But like I said, the biggest threat to the constitutional republic is these commie Marxists and stuff. And you know, our politicians have sold out to communism too,
right?
We need to go back. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, everybody says this every now and then. The Patriots always say this. It's the same thing. If the founding fathers were here today, they would be stacking bodies. This is bullshit. You know, so all the people that ever fought for our freedom, our constitutional republic, are dying in vain now, because we're about to turn our country over to not only the communists and the Marxists, but then we'll turn them over to the globalists, which then you'll see the one world order in effect. And how do people like eating insects the rest of your lives? How do you people like living in a bubble? How do you people like not being able to drive your own vehicle? How do you people like not being able to select your own careers or select what your children's schools are? Or how do you like the fact that you might be mandated to take certain drugs that aren't good for you? Or how do you like the fact that you'll never have weapons to be able to protect yourselves? Or how do you like the fact that you won't ever be able to speak out against the system again, because you won't have the freedom of speech to do so?
Right. They'll come and arrest your ass. So programs like this would not even exist.
Yeah.
Which brings me back to the TikTok bill.
Yeah. You know what? I seen some more of these liars on alternative conservative news today.
Right.
And I'm like, why are you bringing these globalists on the show? Okay. Right. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you were in Trump's former administration. It doesn't matter. Republicans, Democrats, former Trump advisors and administrators, you name it, they're coming out for this TikTok ban. That tells you one thing, folks. Globalists have infiltrated both sides. Okay. They're liars. They're continuing to say, oh, this is about the CCP and the communist China. You know what? If you were so concerned with the CCP and communist China, how come you've pretty near given our country over to them? How come you've sold out to China? How come you've allowed Chinese businesses here? How come you allowed a spy balloon to go across our country? How come you've allowed them to share our grids? How come you've sold our agricultural farmland to them? Okay, if you cared so much about the Chinese and the CCP, how come you're allowing foreign exchange students to come over here on a yearly basis? And how come every major city in the United States has what's called a sister city from China? Okay.
Why don't you talk
about people are hypocrites.
Yeah. Why don't you go into the sister cities a little bit? I mean,
sister cities. Okay. Every major city has one, whether it be from Russia or from China or from Brazil or from another country. And this is what they say. They do this as a partnership for exchange of business ideas and exchange of students and stuff. And they say it's just a friendship and it's just for an exchange of ideas and business. When you have a sister city, a Chinese sister city in every major city in the United States, and you have your city officials going back and forth to China, taking trips there and allowing Chinese delegates and officials to come over here, you got to question how much money is being exchanged to basically sell us out to these sister cities. Because these sister cities, they still answer the Chinese sister cities, they still answer to the CCP. Why are we making deals with them? Why do we have sister cities? Because that's what it is. That's what it's all about. Let's take in my city, for instance, where our former mayor and the city officials made several trips back and forth to China and allowed them to come over here, including Xi Jinping. And, oh, they're all smiles and stuff, shaking hands. Yeah, how much money do you think was exchanged to basically sell these cities out? And now I'll go on this in another program about the smart cities and 15-minute cities.
Yeah.
But they're trying to – our cities in America are slowly trying to emulate the communist Chinese cities, okay? And, and you know, it so happens to be happening right after they started having these sister cities, which goes as far back as 1980, okay? And the foreign exchange students that we allow to come over here from China that go back home, you're telling me they're not spies? You're telling me they don't go back home and they have to answer to the CCP and answer all kinds of questions, what they known, what they heard, what they were taught, what they learned about our cities and about our culture and about our country and about our government. Okay, so that gives me this. You're worried about TikTok and you're worried about the Chinese government spying on us. You've already allowed their spies to infiltrate us for years, for decades, and you've done nothing about it. And you've sold out to China. You got a congressman still in Congress who knowingly slept with a Chinese spy. And you're telling me that you're worried about TikTok, a social media site, being infiltrating us, being spies for us and all that. You're fucking liars. You're right. Fucking liars. You're fucking hypocrites. And the real reason, and here's the real reason, and the FBI kind of admitted it. Here's the real reason why you want to ban TikTok unless they sell to somebody you can control. Because TikTok is giving out real true information about the globalist agenda, about the New World Order, about our corrupt governments, about the plan, people. And you know what? The youth of today who you've tried to brainwash and you've tried to indoctrinate into Marxism and globalism, they're waking up to the truth. And the truth is Marxism and globalism is an evil, nasty agenda to bring down humanity, to control humanity, and to enslave humanity. That's the truth. And that's why you globalists on the sides of the Democrats, on the sides of the Republicans, on the bureaucrats, the NGOs, and all the other shitheads that are running this fucking country, that are destroying it into the ground, you're the ones that don't like TikTok because it is actually telling the truth, not misinformation, the truth about your evil, diabolical agenda. That's why you want to ban TikTok, you filthy, disgusting, evil, corrupt United States government that is made up and sold out to the Chinese Communist Party repeatedly for years, while at the same time taking corporate money, money from the military-industrialized complex, deep state money, and the list goes on, and money from the globalists and wanting to have nasty treaties with globalists like the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization so that you can destroy our sovereignty. TikTok is absolutely showing videos to tell the truth about all of that. And it scares you. You don't like it because people are starting to wake up because thanks to TikTok.
Right.
So fuck you lying bastards about saying your bullshit about TikTok. And also this TikTok ban is not just a TikTok ban. It's an underlying bill that is going to destroy our First Amendment rights. And don't listen to any of these idiots that come out there on these news programs and try to tell you it's not about hurting our First Amendment and destroying it, because it absolutely will. Because they will be able to, first of all, if they give the power to the president, and our current president, you don't want that kind of power to him, because especially in an election year, okay, this power will be able to take away the freedom of speech to everybody on every social media platform.
not only to social media, but it'll go after AI as well.
It'll go after
the most important part there. That's what they're really want is AI, because AI
it's going to go after your political opponents too. Mm-hmm. They won't have speech either. They'll be accused of misinformation and then they'll be banned and censored. They're trying to censor RFK Jr. They don't give him much of a platform at all. You know, so the thing is this is a very bad bill, and this is very bad nonsense. And everybody and anybody, even on conservative talk shows, liberal talk show, it doesn't matter where it's at. You got corruption on both sides lying about this bill, lying about TikTok, lying and trying to say, oh, it's about the CCP. These are the same idiots that have sold you out to the CCP. These are the same idiots that have allowed the CCP for years to spy on us. So they're hypocrites. And, you know, it's about the globalist agenda. It's about taking away your sovereignty, period. And it's about truth. It's about censoring truth. It's horrible. Right. So people, if you're watching this, heed our words, because we are speaking the truth about this TikTok ban, so to speak. It's more than a TikTok ban. It's disgusting. It is evil. It is corrupt. And anybody on any talk show that says otherwise is a fucking liar and a deceiver.
Right. Hey, are you kind of done with that? I want to kind of move on into another subject here.
Did I beat it down enough?
Fucking dead.
Did I choke the chicken enough?
Something I came across. I don't know if you know much or heard much about it, but what's going on with fucking Kate Middleton?
I don't know much about that. I don't follow the royals.
I don't either, but I've seen a few posts. Wasn't her mother involved with some sort of an accident or something like that? Kind of like a Lady Diana type deal, or?
Yeah, like I said, I'm kind of lost on that.
Kate Middleton's like MIA, so
I just
that deal.
I think the reason why I haven't been following it is I think we have more things to worry about. What's going on in our country right now? To me, when it comes to these celebrities and these royals, you know.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? All right, let's move on into trending news then. That was kind of a little bit of a segue into trending news. But
a little tidbit.
Yeah. All right, let's go into trending news. What you got?
Well, you know, the Chinese military hacked into a U.S. nuclear firm before Hunter Biden aided Chinese bid to acquire it.
That's
treason.
I've come across something else too, that China's working. It has ways now with all the Boeing bullshit going on, where they can hack into our planes now.
Yeah, and we're worried about TikTok. Exactly. That's like I said. Fucking liars.
It's a Cloward Piven deal. You know, yeah,
they're all fucking liars.
Overwhelming everybody with everything that, you know, even if it doesn't make no fucking sense or whatnot. But
people, we're not podcasters like us. We're not always right with facts and stuff, but we are telling you the truth. And when it comes to things like this, we're absolutely right, because we've done our homework on it. So,
you know, right.
Anyway,
all right. Yeah, I got a little tidbit here. The Supreme Court passes on a Texas University drag show ban. The groomers are unhappy. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. They don't want the perverts performing in front of their children, huh?
What the fuck? You know what really fucking sets me over is whenever I see these fucking dumb fuck liberal fucking retards. You know, I'm not using that as a defamatory statement against, you know, the mentally handicapped, but we have a lot of mental illness in this fucking country. So, I mean, you know, every liberal,
most of them vote Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, it's they all do. And so when I say that, I'm referring to the liberal people. So, You know, I'm not saying that against mentally, you know, handicapped or challenged people, because, you know, I do have a great respect for them. I worked with them when I was younger, and I have a great respect for them. So don't ever think that's where I'm at with this.
That's my daughter.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, and that's, like I said, I'm not saying it against her or any, you know.
Well, I always tell people, you know, I have, a daughter with the rarest extra chromosome, one of the most rarest ones there is in the world, yeah, on the planet. Yeah. And, it's very, very rare. And she has very, very slow cognitive, you know, and, but needless to say, I'll still use the word fucking retarded every now and then. And because retarded is a legitimate word, it's not taking a shot at people with a mental handicap per se. It's retarded. If you look in a dictionary, when you say it's fucking retarded, it means it's really fucking stupid. You're not talking about the population that has mental illness. You're talking about
retarded is meaning slowing things down. So being slow,
dumbing down, right. You know?
So anyways, what I was kind of getting at, you know, I see some of these posts that these people do, and it's like, I'd rather worry about Joe Biden's age when Joe Biden can remember how many indictments, you know, Trump has. You know, it's like, that don't make no fucking sense, you stupid idiot. You know, I mean, because number one, you know, the indictments are all phony. So, you know, they're proven fact that they're all phony. So you phony fucks, you know.
And you know, some of those are starting to get dropped too, by the way.
Oh yeah, they're dropping like flies, in fact. Yeah. So you know, and then that Fannie fucking Willis. If I was in Georgia, man, I'd be storming that fucking courthouse and demanding that fucking cunt be taken off of that fucking case. Period.
Well,
her and that fucking Wade. Turner fuck boy, you know, they both
These liberal Marxist judges, let me tell you something. We're supposed to be able to have a free and fair trial in this country when we're being charged. Part of the free and fair trial, there ought to be a stipulation in their law that says that your political opponents can't be the ones that are siding over your trial. Like, right. These liberal judges should not be able to side over a conservative who's being charged, because you know how that's going to go. We've seen it.
Right.
And that's nonsense. Well, that's not a fair trial, folks.
No, it's not. It's not a fair and free trial. But, you know, the biggest thing is they're all fucking Soros owned. You know, that's the biggest reason why that cocksucker needs to be hunted down like a fucking dog. And he needs to be thrown in Gitmo and probably fucking hung and executed along with his kid. So, you know, I hope like fucking hell, you know, Trump wins this next election. If there's going to be a next election, I'm getting kind of concerned about that.
Yeah, so. We should be concerned about it, because they know that once he gets elected, they're screwed. They're screwed. And I hope he gets elected just for the sake, because I'm all for him going after his enemies, because his enemies are our enemies.
Yeah. And you know, if
they're the enemy of the country,
if they stay in power this next term, we're extremely fucked.
We're done. We're done as a nation.
Yeah, we're done. What you have now, you will not have. Just put it that way. You will not fucking have, period.
The only hope you will have is if you're in a red state, where the governor has the guts to take a stand against the federal government,
right,
to keep our freedoms alive.
And I think if shit goes that way, I'm moving to Texas. So and I hope that
I might move with you. I might take my daughter, sell my house, and move with you.
All right, that's cool.
I figure. You know what? I'm not going to live at
that point. So
I'm not going to live a slave. I'll go down. I'll hope that Texas secedes at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they will. They probably will become, and they'll be the eighth largest country in the world. So, as we know,
they can live on their own economy. They don't need the United States.
Yeah, they have a strong economy. So
yeah.
What else you got for trending news there?
Okay, Biden requested $2 billion. Huh?
Bribing.
Shit. Joey Shitstains.
Yeah.
Joey Shitstains requested $2 billion in funding for the AT fucking F. Now, Iowa Gun Owners Association and several other gun owners association are working with Matt Gaetz, the lead sponsor, to abolish the ATF, to push Congress to get rid of the ATF entirely. Bravo. Yeah. I'm with Matt Gaetz. Yeah. Get rid of them corrupt sons of bitches. First of all, they are an illegitimate government agency that is an unconstitutional agency. They shouldn't have any authority, especially when it comes to firearms and regulating them, because they're not legislators. They don't have the right to make up laws and regulations when it comes to our firearms.
Right.
They're illegal and unconstitutional. They need to be banned, period. Completely wiped out.
You know, get I was rid of them. Giving it some thought here. Matt Gaetz would make a really good VP.
Yeah, he would. He should be Speaker of the House. Because none of these shitty bills would be getting thrown over with the Democrats. The spending would be stopping right now.
Yeah, that needs to happen like fucking ASAP. We should not be spending another fucking penny.
You know what?
You know what? It's like I was saying earlier in our program, we should go back to 1913 before the fucking central banks got involved with this, where the people actually had control of the purse. That boils down to concessions of the state. So
yeah, you people got to look your up your you got to look into concession of the states and get your state on board to get sign on to that. You know, I think if they can get rid of Johnson and they decide they want a new speaker, I think Freedom Caucus members like Marjorie Taylor Greene need to stand up and nominate someone like Matt Gaetz to be the new speaker.
Yeah, but the only problem is there's only, like you said, there's only about 18 of them in that whole fucking piece of shit fucking house we got that has any balls that's not bought out by the fucking, you know, Soros and all the fucking.
And naturally, they would vote against putting Matt Gaetz in the chair. So,
well, yeah, they voted against fucking Jim Jordan. So,
yeah,
that's why Jim Jordan put him there.
Yeah, they would definitely go against him on that.
Just read here. Oh, go ahead.
You know, you go. You can go.
All right. I just read that California has lost over 330,000 people in this past year. In their U.S. census.
Oh, really? Oh, that's because they're getting out of there and going to Florida.
Right. And, you know, it's kind of sad because, you know, Gavin, what's his name? Mussolini there. Newscum. That's what I heard Trump call him at his rally today. Newscum.
Yeah. Newscum. Gavin Newscum.
Newscum. He caught, you know, and, you know, just because of his policies, and, you know, Trump was right. He's like, I hope like hell they replace Biden with Newscum, because it'll be an easy fucking beat down at that point.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's a commie.
He's a commie.
He's a commie. His people weren't important enough that he had to wipe them off the streets just to bring in Xi Jinping, the Chinese communist fuck.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's more trending news on California. California studies show that suicides have doubled after male to female transition surgeries.
I wonder why that
mental is. Mental illness. These people that want to be trannies are the ones that are suicidal too.
You liberals that, you know, think you know everything, you don't know a fucking thing is the thing.
They're brainwashed. Look
at the fucking program, people. Yeah, you're brainwashed, indoctrinated in your school. Yeah,
mind control.
Okay, yeah, with a K.
Mind manipulation. Okay. Yeah. Couple names that come to mind when you talked about not only Haitians but illegals in general. They talked about this one Corey Bernard Alvarez, an illegal Haitian, raped a 15-year-old girl in a so-called migration shelter.
Then
this urban Lopez
took him out back and just fucking popped a cap in his ass.
They should kill them all. And Urban Lopez is his name. He is an illegal alien. He was arrested for sexual assault of minors ranging from 6 years old to 12 years old. Pop a cap in his ass too.
Right.
You know, I bet a Trump would make that a federal law that any illegals that are caught murdering people or raping people would be executed.
Right on the spot. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean,
yeah, they'll be running from the United States instead of running to it. They'll be swimming.
If you aren't going to be swimming with the fishes, you should be swimming with the fishes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another one too. I want to really state this because I'm really pissed about this too. That Gold Star father who lost his Marine son.
Oh yeah, that pisses.
Yelled at the Biden during the State of Union address. He got arrested, and the charges have not been dropped yet. And if anybody had a reason to yell out at Biden during that State of Union address, it was him. Now, absolutely. How come members of Congress don't get arrested for yelling out during the State of the Union address? It's good for Congress. People of Congress can get away with yelling out at Biden during the State of Union address with no charges. But a dad who lost his son, who lost his military son, can't yell out and he gets arrested. That's a clear violation of freedom of speech too.
Absolutely. Hey, did you hear?
It's a hypocrisy.
Did you hear that a lot of the weapons that were left behind from Joe Biden's fuck up over in Afghanistan is being used by the Hamas?
Hamas, yep. Oh, they're getting ready to give more money to Iran too, by the way.
Another $10 billion.
Yeah.
Where are they coming up with this money? I've been saying almost every fucking episode. Where are they coming up with this money?
It's treason, though. It's absolute treason.
I want to know where this money's coming up because, you know what? I want a fucking piece of that pie.
You're giving money to your enemies. That's treason.
And we should have a piece of this pie. Fuck all those other countries, man. What the fuck?
When you knowingly give money to a rogue nation like Iran, knowing they're going to give that money to a terrorist group, that is treason.
Fucking right, man.
A national security risk. It's a national security risk.
Rope and tree, man. Yeah. He don't deserve a fucking, you know, the fucking country club life when he fucking retires. He fucking deserves a rope and tree, man. I got something here. Donald Trump's new leadership team over at the RNC. They started cutting a bunch of staffers already. They're preparing for this election. So
yeah. Get rid of the losers.
Yeah. They're getting rid of all the fucking losers and dead weight. They are also, Laura Trump, she's, you know, the co-chair. So she's kind of heading in that all up. So she's a tough, tough chick, man. She's awesome.
I'm glad they have her because they're going to need her because they're getting ready to make sure that, these elections are going to be fair. And not rigged. Hey,
did you watch any of the Trump rally today by chance?
No, I didn't. I didn't really watch it.
Because Kristi Noem came up on stage. Oh my God, she's like a supermodel. Oh fuck. Trump even said, he goes, I won't say it, but damn, that chick's beautiful. But I didn't say that.
She is sexy and she loves firearms too.
God, dude.
It's sexy to see a gun in her hand.
Two T's, man. No, three T's.
I got a gun she can put in her hand.
All right. I do too.
Whoops.
Whoops.
That was highly inappropriate of you.
It was highly inappropriate.
And of course, Mike Pence will not be supporting Trump. God. Well, Mike, you're a traitor anyway. It doesn't matter. We don't care. We don't want you anywhere.
That cocksucker there, he pisses me off to no end's means. When he was in Iowa, they should have lit and roasted his fucking ass. Oh, God.
Didn't they boo him when he was in Iowa?
Some did. I know I would have. I would have gotten his fucking face. I'd have been like,
he had every right. And he lied too. He lied too because in the Constitution, he had every authority to send back those votes yep. that were suspicious back to the states. Yep. Yes, he did. Yeah. And that he didn't because loser. He's a traitor, because he's a deep state traitor is what he is. He's a dirtbag.
He's a fucking garbage man.
So I want to make a statement.
Garbage men are cool, man.
I want to make another statement too. Yeah, garbage men are that's a pretty decent job, actually.
Tough job too, man. You fucking out there in that freezing ass cold and fucking
But it's not as
garbage, man. Fuck.
But you know what? Some of those trucks now have the hydraulics that just scoop up.
Yeah, those fucking things don't work half the time. You see the guys bending over and grabbing the fucking trash out of those damn fucking things. It's like, why did we even do it? You know?
Yeah. Well, dress warm.
You know? Yeah, I know. Kudos. Here's my drink. Toast to the garbage men.
Yeah. Hey, we love the garbage men.
Yeah. So anyways, getting back to your...
Residents in suburban Philadelphia were told to shelter in place after confirmed shootings. I call bullshit. Okay. Here's why I call bullshit. First of all, I call bullshit false flag. Okay. Never comply with shelter in place because it's about control, folks. All right. Using fear and security to give up your personal liberty, folks. Okay. Let me tell you something. The first thing I would tell authorities is it is my personal right to put my life on the line if I want to. If I want to go outside in a street where there's a shooter or a murderer out there, that's my right. Since when do you give a shit about people anyway? What do you care? What do you care what they do? You're going to shelter in place? That just strikes me as what they tried to do with COVID. It's all about control. In a big city, they want to control. Are they setting up an experiment for the election where they're going to create an event and say, well, you got to shelter in place. You can't go out and vote.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are predicting. You know, I'm hearing a lot of it, you know, in the pipeline.
Don't shelter in place no matter what. You tell those cops, you know what? I have a right to do what I want. Yep. I have a right to go out on the streets that my taxes pay for. I have a right to go out there anyway. You can't tell me to shelter in place. There is no law that tells me to do that. I have civil rights, folks. You tell them cops I'm not sheltering in place. Right. And if you're in a carry state, then you'd say, well, you know what, officer, I'm not too afraid. I'm carrying my firearm. I don't give a shit about a shooter.
Right.
So.
Because this guy will shoot back. So.
Yeah. So that's just bullshit. Don't shelter in place, folks. Tell them fuck off. That's just, I don't buy that bullshit whatsoever.
Right.
Not at all.
Yeah. How's that smoke?
Very good, because it's always been a good smoke. Folks, if you really want to try an Alec Bradley, or you're not really sure, or you say, oh, they got a reputation of not having great smokes, I'll tell you what, you'll always enjoy the Max. It's a good smoke. It's a really good smoke put out by Alec Bradley.
And I'll tell you what, this Rocky Patel Edge 10th anniversary, it's about 1 inch big right now. It's a fucking really good smoke. I enjoyed it. So it's
this has a nice ash.
Yeah.
Holds a nice thick ash.
I like thick ash.
It's really well. Yeah. It's a
good. You like thick ash too, don't you? Oh, yeah. All right. So we are going to wind her down, or what do you got some more? You want to keep going or what?
How many people like cicadas? Those insects that they get on your screen windows and they go like that.
Yeah. I love the sound of it in fucking August when it's hot out and you hear is the cicadas.
Okay, but they destroy lawns, they destroy trees. They're a menace.
You know what? It's the end of the season anyway, so who gives a fuck?
Well, here's the thing. Cicadas, they're like locusts. There's two types of cicadas. One type that emerges every 17 years.
Right.
And the other type that emerges every 13 years. Both types are coming from the ground for the first time in 221 years this year.
So we're going to have a good...
it's going to be an invasion, folks, of locusts. It's going to be like biblical proportions. Speaking of biblical proportions, can I tell you the states? Can I tell you the states that the cicadas are going to double down on by billions and billions?
Let's hear it.
Okay, they're coming to Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Kentucky, Virginia, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia.
Nice.
Have fun, folks.
Yeah. You know, speaking of other biblical, you know, things, what about the eclipse that's coming up real quick here?
Oh, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that soon.
Did you want? Okay, we'll talk about that in our next episode.
We're gonna make that part of an episode highlight topic. All
right. No problem. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd you know bring it up just to bring it up. But is that pretty much wrap it up today?
Yeah, pretty much wraps it up. We're gonna have a lot of good stuff in April. We're gonna have some good topics in April.
Yeah, there's a lot of juicy stuff coming up. Yeah. So. Absolutely. All right. Well, with that, follow us on Getter, Jimmy the Bull and Tig Tigger on True Social, Stars, Bars, and Cigars on Facebook. Like us on Rumble. Man, comment to us. We'll comment right back.
One more thing for all you Irish people out there.
Irish.
Should I do a little jig in my chair?
There you go.
All right. One more thing for all the Irish out there. Maybe in heaven a half hour before the devil knows you're dead.
Yep. I used to know a good toast, but I lost it in my memory somewhere along the way. But
you're getting old, Bull. You're getting old.
I know. Fuck. Sucks getting old. You know, I was talking to some one of my other friends, and they were telling me, I'm just having a hard time seeing and shit and blah, blah, blah. You know, and you know, getting old, man. Getting old.
Well, when people tell me I'm getting old, you know what I say to them? Nah, I age like fine wine.
Fine. Yep, me too. Me too. I only get better. So anyways, give us a follow on all of the streaming platforms. We're also on Podbean, Spotify, iHeart, and a bunch of other ones. So mash down that like button and follow us, follow away, follow, 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 and Pippi Longstocking. With that, we are the fuck out of here. See ya.
Pippi.
You've been listening to Stars, Bars, and Cigars. Two conservative vets telling it like it is. The rally cry for those who appreciate bold truths served with a side of mayhem.
Roger, outside, decide the four times all. We'll keep them sweating until we see Butcher 3. Out.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And if you didn't, well, why are you still here, Snowflake? We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, follow us on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and hear our precious voices on all the streaming services. Until next time, keep the spirit of freedom roaring.